Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 10. Nous revoici pour Coffee Break French, pour nos Travel Diaries. These are our Travel Diaries. It's Episode 10 of Season 2, and we are joining our friends Charlotte, Lucas and Théo as they complete their journey through various parts of the north of France and La Touraine, as they say. Alors, moi c'est Marc.
Et moi c'est toujours Pierre Benoît, mais tu viens de dire que c'est donc l'épisode numéro 10, ça veut dire que c'est le dernier épisode?
C'est le dernier épisode de cette série. Hein.
Ah, d'accord. Je préfère
There
ça.
There will be more. We'll tell you more about that at the end. However, for now, we're going to go through the text as ever, and then we'll talk about the language contained in the text in just a moment. So, si tu es prêt, on y va.
Moi, je suis toujours prêt, Marc.
Allez, c'est parti.
Je me suis réveillée avec le cœur un peu lourd, en sachant que c'était notre dernier jour en France. Je me suis donc levée directement pour en profiter au maximum. On a quitté l'auberge et on est retourné dans le centre de Tours pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans un café très mignon avec de la musique jazz. J'ai mangé du pain perdu avec un jus de fruits frais. Après avoir jeté un coup d'œil à la cathédrale, nous avons passé le reste de la matinée dans le musée des Beaux-Arts, qui est installé dans l'ancien palais épiscopal de la ville. J'ai été scotchée par les magnifiques sculptures de l'Antiquité. Et voilà, l'heure est déjà arrivée de revenir à Paris. Notre trajet a duré moins de 3 heures. Une fois les clés de la voiture de location rendues, pour nous dégourdir un peu les jambes, nous avons marché jusqu'à la place de la Concorde. Dernier petit plaisir avant de partir. Des crêpes artisanales avec un café bien corsé dans un restaurant un peu attrape-touriste. Nous voici enfin dans le TGV vers Genève. Il est 9h du soir et nous rentrons bien fatigués, mais avec la tête remplie de superbes souvenirs. Je pense que les 3 moments forts de notre périple resteront le tour en montgolfière, l'atelier de pêche et le cidre aux pommes normandes. J'ai hâte d'imprimer les plus belles photos pour ma chambre d'étudiant.
Voilà, nous sommes arrivés à la fin de notre voyage avec nos amis, mais nous avons quand même ce texte à analyser.
Oui, à décortiquer.
Oh, a lovely word, décortiquer.
Ouais.
Ok, let us décortiquer this text together.
Alors je commence. Je me suis réveillé avec le cœur un peu lourd, en sachant que c'était notre dernier jour en France.
Okay, so je me suis réveillé. I woke avec le cœur un peu lourd. Literally, with the heart a little heavy. So I woke with a heavy heart. And why? Well, it was on doing something. En sachant que c'était notre dernier jour en France. On realizing, on finding out, on knowing. And this is where savoir can take on this immediate effect of realizing. So of finding out at that point que c'était notre dernier jour en France, that it was our last day in France. Of course, Charlotte and friends are studying in Geneva, therefore in Switzerland, so they've been holidaying in France and discovering this part of the country.
Yeah, lovely, lovely sentence starting with a reflexive verb, Mark. Mm-hmm. Okay, you said to awake, but also to wake up, but up is included in réveiller.
Yeah, très bien.
Je me suis donc levé directement pour en profiter au maximum.
So I therefore got up straight away. Je me suis donc levé directement, directly, right away, pour en profiter au maximum. So to take advantage of it, the en, referring back to the day, au maximum, to the maximum degree, as it were.
Yeah, fully to.
Fully, yeah.
And it's interesting because profiter au maximum de quelque chose. This is why we've got en, as you rightly said, Mark. But you will come across as well an expression which is an abbreviation, which is profiter un max de quelque chose.
Did you say un max?
But this is it. It's not profiter au max, it's profiter un max. The O changes to un when you use max in its abbreviated form. Very interesting.
Okay, so I think we need to just be absolutely clear. Obviously, this is an audio recording, and if our listeners are listening to this, they may be thinking, are we talking here about un max, un max, or a max, a grave max?
No, it's un, okay, the number one.
So give us the full expression.
Profiter un max de quelque chose.
Ouais, okay. So here, however, Charlotte is saying, je me suis donc levé directement pour en profiter au maximum.
Très bien. On a quitté l'auberge et on est retourné dans le centre de Tours pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans un café très mignon avec de la musique jazz.
Okay, so we left the hostel, on a quitté l'auberge. Remember that quitter is when you leave something, okay? You go out of something. On peut quitter l'école, on peut quitter l'hôtel in this case, or on peut quitter une salle, you can leave a room.
Mm-hmm. Ou quitter son travail.
Oui, tout à fait. It's different, however, from partir. Partir, you've got to have where you're leaving from with the partir. So on part de quelque chose.
Oui, d'un endroit plutôt. Oui, on part de son travail, de l'auberge, de la maison. Oui.
OK. So, on a quitté l'auberge. We left the hostel. Et on est retourné dans le centre de Tours. And we returned into the center of Tours pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans un café très mignon. To have breakfast in a very cute little café avec de la musique jazz, with some jazz music playing.
Yes, Mark. And if we can go back to on est retourné, using the auxiliary verb to be, and obviously we need to agree there. But I always find it very strange to see retourné with a plural agreement when you use on.
That's because you're a purist.
C'est ça. C'est ça.
Yeah, and, you know, as modern people, we accept that language changes. And I know I'm contradicting myself here. Okay, yeah, so on est retourné. There are three of them, therefore we need a plural agreement there. On est retourné, an S on the end, dans le centre de Tours. So we went back into the centre of Tours for breakfast in a cute little cafe with some jazz music. What did they have for breakfast?
J'ai mangé du pain perdu avec un jus de fruits frais.
Okay, so I ate literally some lost bread. I always think this is funny because in English, well, certainly in the UK, we call this French toast, mm-hmm. which is when you would put a slice of bread in an eggy mix and
fry it.
Fry it, yeah.
Du pain perdu. Quand j'étais jeune, oui, c'est vrai que mes tantes nous faisaient souvent du pain perdu, ouais.
Très bien. Moi, j'aime pas trop. mais voilà. I don't mind the eggs and I don't mind the bread, but I don't really like that mix, I'm afraid.
Ah.
Okay, and they also had un jus de fruits frais, a fresh fruit juice. Okay, let's continue.
Après avoir jeté un coup d'œil à la cathédrale, nous avons passé le reste de la matinée dans le musée des Beaux-Arts, qui est installé dans l'ancien palais épiscopal de la ville.
OK. So, après avoir jeté un coup d'œil. So, jeter un coup d'œil à quelque chose is a great expression. It means to have a glance at something, have a quick look at something. So, here they had a quick look at the cathedral. And after doing that, nous avons passé le reste de la matinée. We spent the rest of the morning. And it's not le matin, but la matinée is referring to the duration of the morning. So we spent the rest of the morning dans le musée des Beaux-Arts, in the art gallery, qui est installé dans l'ancien palais épiscopal de la ville. So which is installed, which is has been set up in the former episcopal palace of the town, so where the bishop was to be found.
Très bien. J'ai été scotché par les magnifiques sculptures de l'Antiquité.
Ah, that's a fantastic expression. J'ai été scotché. C'est quoi le scotch?
Le scotch, c'est ce qui sert à coller deux morceaux de papier, par exemple. Okay, I think in English you would say, well, me on a daily basis, I would say sellotape.
Yeah, so sellotape or sticky tape. Of course, there are other brands available. but actually, the interesting thing here is, of course, that scotch is a brand name in French, and it's become this verb. So you can now scotché.
Yeah, scotché for the idea of putting together or of sticky taping, if it's such a verb, of two things together.
But at the same time, it is also used figuratively here, because when Charlotte says, j'ai été scotché par les magnifiques sculptures de l'Antiquité, she means that she was absolutely blown away. She was transfixed by these beautiful sculptures.
She couldn't take her eyes away. She was glued to the
idea of glued.
You know, which is not far from taping or sticky tape.
I like that. That's very good. Yeah. So j'ai été scotché par les magnifiques sculptures de l'Antiquité. Is scotch le scotch in addition to the tape, the sticky tape? That's also the word that you would use for a scotch whiskey.
Oui, un scotch. Okay, un scotch. All right. And I'm sure after many verres de scotch, on est aussi scotché parce qu'on ne peut plus bouger.
You're stuck to your seat. On that note, we'll just take a short break. I promise, just for coffee. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, we are back, scotché somewhat to our seats to get this finished. Let's continue on.
Et voilà, l'heure est déjà arrivée de revenir à Paris.
Okay, so here we go. Et voilà, l'heure est déjà arrivée. It's already time to come back to Paris. Nothing really to say there other than arriver is, of course, agreeing with l'heure, because l'heure is feminine and arriver has an extra e on the end.
Yeah, and maybe some of our listeners may wonder, you know, could we have had a rentrée à Paris? Rentrée would have been, acceptable as well. Notre trajet a duré moins de 3 heures.
So our journey lasted less than 3 hours, moins de.
Une fois les clés de la voiture de location rendues, pour nous dégourdir un peu les jambes, nous avons marché jusqu'à la place de la Concorde.
OK, so une fois les clés de la voiture de location rendues, so once we had returned the keys of the rental car, so une fois les clés de la voiture de location rendues. So rendu comes at the end there of that clause, but it is linked to the une fois. So once they were returned.
And it's interesting, it's just a past participle, Mark, whereas in English, we need to use, you know, once we had returned.
That's right. So once we had returned those keys, pour nous dégourdir un peu les jambes, in order to stretch our legs a little, nous avons marché jusqu'à la place de la Concorde. We walked as far as the Place la Concorde in the center of Paris with the obelisk.
Dernier petit plaisir avant de partir. Des crêpes artisanales avec un café bien corsé dans un restaurant un peu attrape-touriste.
Ok, so dernier petit plaisir avant de partir. Last little pleasure, last little treat perhaps before leaving. And what was that? Des crêpes artisanales. So these are homemade crêpes avec un café bien corsé. So with a, that's kind of like referring to the strength of the coffee, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of a full strength or full bodied. I don't know if you can say that. You can say that about wine, Mark, but I don't know if you can say that about coffee.
I think you can, yes, a full-bodied coffee. So, with a full-bodied coffee dans un restaurant un peu attrape-touriste. So this is a little bit of a tourist trap restaurant.
Très bien. Nous voici enfin dans le TGV vers Genève.
So here we are finally in the TGV, the train à grande vitesse vers Genève, on the way or en route to Genève, to Geneva.
Il est 9h du soir et nous rentrons bien fatigués, mais avec la tête remplie de superbes souvenirs.
Il est 9h du soir, so it's 9 in the evening, et nous rentrons bien fatigués, and we're going home really tired, mais avec la tête remplie de superbes souvenirs, but with literally the head full of superb memories, superb thoughts, yeah. It's interesting to see la tête, because each one of them has a head, but in French you wouldn't say with our heads.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how we don't tend to use as often as you do in English language the possessive adjective.
Mm-hmm. For body parts and so on. So, se brosser les dents and so
Très
on.
Très bien. You would say, j'ai mal au bras.
Whereas in English, we would say, my arm is sore. We would personalize that arm.
Yeah, yeah. And I think before we move on, Mark, it's quite interesting when you go back to il est 9h du soir. Il est 9h du matin, il est 5h de l'après-midi. Well, in English, we tend to have N.
Yes, yep. So, il est 9h du soir. It's 9 o'clock of the evening, literally. Good. Okay, let's look at the final paragraph.
Je pense que les trois moments forts de notre périple resteront le tour en montgolfière, l'atelier de pêche et le cidre aux pommes normandes.
Okay, so three highlights for Charlotte. Je pense que les trois moments forts, the three strong moments, literally the high points, de notre périple, I love that word, périple, of our little trip, resteront le tour en montgolfière. So they will be, or they will remain, the tour in the hot air balloon, l'atelier de pêche, so the fishing workshop, et le cidre aux pommes normandes, and the cider made from Normandy apples.
J'ai hâte d'imprimer les plus belles photos pour ma chambre d'étudiant.
So, j'ai hâte, we began this episode, actually we didn't, we began the previous episode with cela faisait longtemps que j'attendais ce jour, I was looking forward to this day, or I had been looking forward to this day for a long time, and now we're seeing another expression that means something similar, j'ai hâte de faire quelque chose, I'm looking forward to, literally I have haste of printing the most beautiful photos for my student bedroom. C'est j'ai hâte d'imprimer les plus belles photos pour ma chambre d'étudiant.
Très bien, très bien. J'ai hâte can also be translated as I can't wait to do something.
Yes, exactly. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to doing something. Excellent. Good stuff. Well, let's listen to this one more time.
Je me suis réveillée avec le cœur un peu lourd, en sachant que c'était notre dernier jour en France. Je me suis donc levée directement pour en profiter au maximum. On a quitté l'auberge et on est retourné dans le centre de Tours pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans un café très mignon avec de la musique jazz. J'ai mangé du pain perdu avec un jus de fruits frais. Après avoir jeté un coup d'œil à la cathédrale, nous avons passé le reste de la matinée dans le musée des Beaux-Arts, qui est installé dans l'ancien palais épiscopal de la ville. j'ai été scotché par les magnifiques sculptures de l'Antiquité. Et voilà, l'heure est déjà arrivée de revenir à Paris. Notre trajet a duré moins de 3 heures. Une fois les clés de la voiture de location rendues, pour nous dégourdir un peu les jambes, nous avons marché jusqu'à la place de la Concorde. Dernier petit plaisir avant de partir. Des crêpes artisanales avec un café bien corsé dans un restaurant un peu attrape-touriste. Nous voici enfin dans le TGV vers Genève. Il est 9h du soir et nous rentrons bien fatigués, mais avec la tête remplie de superbes souvenirs. Je pense que les 3 moments forts de notre périple resteront le tour en montgolfière, l'atelier de pêche et le cidre aux pommes normandes. J'ai hâte d'imprimer les plus belles photos pour ma chambre d'étudiant.
Et voilà, notre périple, notre voyage s'achève maintenant.
S'achève, oh, superbe mot, Marc, du verbe s'achever, hein, tu finish.
I've always liked that one.
Très, très bien. Et oui, c'est fini, mais je suppose que tous ceux qui nous écoutent ont hâte d'entendre la prochaine série.
Oui, ils ont peut-être le cœur lourd, mais... ils ont hâte aussi de savoir ce qui se passera dans notre prochain voyage pour les Travel Diaries. And we'll be telling you about that in just a moment. However, if you'd like to get more out of this particular episode, then you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access the lesson notes, providing vocabulary and explanations and further examples of these phrases and the words included in this episode. There's also the video version of this text, and indeed all of the texts in the series, which will help you practice your pronunciation as you read along with Charlotte. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And remember, each week we're posting photos on our Instagram account of those beautiful places visited by Charlotte and her friends. So make sure you check that out and please let us know if you've actually visited these destinations. So search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Now, we've already mentioned, I definitely think that this is an area that I don't know particularly well, so I'd love to add this to my growing list of places I want to visit when we can travel again. But I know that, Pyabama, you're familiar with a number of these places that we visited on this trip.
Yeah, and I would love to go back to see my friends, obviously, but some of those places are amazing. I remember l'Abbaye de Fontavrault, we've not mentioned it there, but it's one that really, really enjoyed. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we can add it to the list and hopefully you can also add these places to your list. Now, we will be back in not too much time with another series of Coffee Break French. We are going to be doing a series of the Coffee Break French magazine next, and that will be back to our cultural texts. So each episode will focus on a cultural topic. These texts will be a little higher level, so they will be a little more complex with more challenging vocabulary and more challenging grammar. If you've not yet listened to the first season of the Coffee Break French magazine, then you can find that in the podcast feed, or of course you can find the full course version on the Coffee Break Academy, so check that out. And a little later in the year we'll be back with another edition of the Coffee Break French Travel Diaries. Pierre-Benoît, without giving too much away, do you want to tell us anything about that one?
Yes, we will be going further afield, should I say. Mm-hmm. We'll be going to a place where French is spoken, mm-hmm. but we won't be in France. Is that enough?
I think probably for now that is definitely enough, but we'll definitely be we'll be travelling further afield for the next season of the Travel Diaries coming later than year. We really hope that you've enjoyed this season, that you've enjoyed travelling through the north of France with Charlotte, with Lucas and Théo, and that you've enjoyed investigating the language with Pierre-Benoît and myself. Comme d'habitude, monsieur, merci beaucoup.
C'est moi qui te remercie, qui vous remercie tous, et puis à très très bientôt.
À bientôt, salut. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.